Joining me in the OFM Artbeat today is Nicole Brooks, writer and producer of the show Obia Opera, coming to the André Huguenot Theatre. Welcome to OFM, Nicole.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be in Bloemfontein.
So in Women's Month, we put the spotlight on an all-female cast bringing a very important message. What is the Obia Opera about?
It is based off of the most famous witch hunt in the Americas, 1692 Salem Witch Trials, that was popularized by Arthur Miller's Crucible. A lot of people are familiar with that play. My take on the historic event is really concentrating through the viewpoint of Tituba, who was the first accused, who just happened to be an enslaved Caribbean woman in the town. When I started to research more, I discovered that there were more Black Caribbean women in the town who were also accused and went through trials, but they're not really included in the story. So I coined the famous phrase, giving voice to the voiceless, giving a new vantage point to a historic event that most people do know about, but they don't know about these women.
Nicole, the important thing is that, yes, we are taking on a serious theme, but this is a foot-stomping, spirit-lifting, magical musical.
You are correct. We're dealing with some serious issues, slavery and revolt and revolution. However, music is the universal language, and I think it makes it much more palatable to receive these messages and to think about things that have happened in history in a very different way. We're absorbing it in a different way through music, which, ironically enough, makes it, dare I say, more enjoyable to learn and to receive.
Absolutely, it does, because music unifies us and allows us to tackle more serious topics in a little bit more of a lighthearted manner, but still respecting the subject matter that we are addressing. Tell me that you and your team are from Canada. That's really amazing to have you here in Women's Month.
Oh, we are ecstatic. And we just finished our leg in Soweto. We were here in Soweto from the 4th to the 11th. And just to have this first half of the month here, the themes are the same. There's such a vibrancy of really recognizing women and their contribution to their country, to the history, and even to present day. As you rightfully said, it is a stomping, gospel-filled, well, more than gospel. The play that I've written is quite irreverent and has many genres of music found in the play, and we are all female cast that plays a myriad of roles, so we gender bend a lot too. And so outside of what I've shared of the story being told through the eyes of Caribbean women who were there, it's really fascinating to have the set of women of my cast being able to tell this story. We are just unified by way of having our voices literally tell the story of these women.
Joining me today is Nicole Brooks, writer and producer of the show Obia Opera, on at the André Huguenot Theatre. PACOFF's proudly bringing this to Central South Africa, 15 to 18 August. I'll have those ticket details now. Nicole, one last invite from your side to the public of Central South Africa.
Well, please don't be shy. We want to welcome each and every one of you, including you, my dear, to come see us during PACOFF Festival. We are promising you an unforgettable musical upliftment, so please come out. Can't wait to join us.
Tickets are available from Web Tickets as well as at the PACOFF's booking office from 100 Rand per person. Don't miss this incredible all-female cast Obia Opera at the André Huguenot Theatre. Nicole, all the best. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today.
Oh, and thank you for having me, truly. I look forward to spending time with each and every one of you.